This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, September 23rd. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Earlier this month, the electric truck startup Nikola had a market cap of around $20 billion without ever delivering a single vehicle. But after a short seller released a report that put some of the company's technology in question, that number has been cut in half. Our reporter Ben Foldy will fill us in on what's been going on with the startup darling after these headlines. U.S. stocks rose yesterday, stabilizing after a bout of volatility that had tested investors' confidence. The Dow, S&P 500, and the Nasdaq all broke sessions-long losing streaks, and shares of major tech companies were among the biggest winners, leading the day's rebound. And
Mr. Elon Musk.
That's the audience welcoming Tesla CEO Elon Musk to the stage at yesterday's shareholder meeting slash battery day event. To comply with COVID restrictions, a limited number of in-person attendees were allowed to sit in Tesla cars, which were parked in front of the stage. Musk called it the, quote, Tesla drive-in movie theater. At the event, Musk told shareholders he expected 30 to 40% growth in 2020, despite the difficult circumstances. And he announced a $25,000 Tesla passenger vehicle within the next 3 years. Long term, Musk said their goal is to make 20 million electric vehicles a year. By comparison, Tesla delivered just under 370,000 in 2019. So big goals there. To get there, they're going to need a lot more batteries. And Tesla has a plan for that. Musk said Tesla would begin making its own battery cells to supplement what it already buys from outside suppliers. Here's our technology reporter, Tim Higgins, with more.
It's not a new idea for Elon Musk. Going back almost a decade, Elon has been pushing his team to get in the world of making their own battery cells. He didn't like the fact that he was dependent upon a supplier in such a major way. But the challenge for Tesla has been that, building your own cells is very complicated. It was more complex than they were ready for. And B, it's very expensive to do. And so at the time, as the company was bringing out the Model S and the Model X and the Model 3, it didn't have a lot of spare dollar bills laying around. It was eating a lot of cash just to build its capacity to build cars, and it was a struggle just to learn how to do that. What we have now with Tesla is it's developed some manufacturing capabilities. It's partnered with Panasonic and learning about battery factories. Panasonic operates half of the factory building the cells, and then those cells are sent over to the Tesla side in the factory in Nevada where they make the packs. So it's a little bit more of a mature company than it once was.
After the break, we check in on Nikola, a company that's been in many ways following Tesla's path, including in the name. Nikola has run into some roadblocks lately. We'll talk about that next. The electric truck startup Nikola has been a standout player in the electric vehicle industry. But there's been a bit of a storm brewing lately. The company's executive chairman and founder, Trevor Milton, made headlines earlier this week when he stepped down from his position at Nikola. The decision followed allegations that he had made misleading claims about the readiness of the company's technology. Our reporter Ben Foldy joins me with more. Hey, Ben, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so backing up, Nikola has been a rising star in this space. Can you start by telling us about why investors have been paying attention to this company?
I think investors have been paying attention to Nikola for a couple of reasons. One, it's kind of a summer of speculation on future EV companies and companies that, you know, don't have a lot of revenues yet, or in some cases, no revenues, and in some cases, no product yet. You know, Tesla is now the world's most valuable car company. Nikola and a raft of others have kind of followed in its wake and gotten a lot of attention from investors and done pretty well over the summer. And the other thing about Nikola that's been helpful for them thus far is that they have concluded kind of partnerships and investments with kind of traditional big names in the auto industry. The German auto supplier Robert Bosch was a early investor. The company is partnered with a big industrial concern called CNH, which makes heavy equipment and semi-trucks, and the latest partnership announcement with General Motors.
Got it. But then on September 10th, a short seller issued a report that's been getting a lot of attention. What did it say?
So the short seller basically lays out a long, you know, thousands of words worth of research that they purport kind of shows that at various points over the past few years, Nikola has kind of either misrepresented or overstated or exaggerated, you know, kind of claims about its technology. And when I say Nikola, I mean both Nikola the company in some cases, but also in particular a lot of the allegations revolve around or involve Trevor Milton, who the executive chair who just stepped down.
And I wonder if you could just give some examples of the kind of claims that the short seller made in that report.
Yeah, so Nikola put out a video in 2018 of its truck, quote, in motion. And the short seller basically says that they figured out that the truck was actually kind of pulled up a hill. It didn't work. It didn't have a kind of functional propulsion system. And it was kind of pulled up a high-grade road and allowed to roll down and filmed as if kind of to give the impression as if it was driving under its own power and it wasn't. The company basically acknowledged that and said that they, describing it as in motion, was not meant to give the sense that it was under its own power. The company also made claims about, you know, a revolutionary battery technology breakthrough that it kind of hasn't really followed up on since. And the company has said kind of vaguely that they have some R&D partnerships with academic institutions that might yield something down the line. But there's a number of these types of statements, you know, the amount of solar equipment that's installed at the headquarters, whether or not the headquarters is already making hydrogen and at what price. And so the short seller really like meticulously kind of documented these statements and tried to see what the truth was allegedly about a number of them.
And that sort of kicked off a lot of scrutiny from outsiders and federal regulators took notice, too. Is that right?
Yeah. So, you know, people close to the matter have told the Wall Street Journal and a couple other outlets that the both the Securities and Exchange Commission, which, you know, kind of regulates investment and materials that are presented to investors, as well as the Department of Justice have been, you know, inquiring into some of the stuff that's in the report. And I guess the other thing is, like, you know, it's kicked up a lot of media attention and put a lot of scrutiny on the company from the outside, not just from, you know, investigators who are keeping pretty quiet about it, but also, you know, reporters like myself and investors who are, you know, kind of trying to figure out what the there is as far as Nikola is concerned.
And, you know, we should note here that as a short seller, Hindenburg, the organization behind the report, stands to gain financially from a decline in Nikola's share price. How has Nikola responded to the allegations?
I would say that the company responded kind of slowly at first. You know, the report came out on a Thursday. Trevor Milton, who was still executive chairman at the time, got on Twitter that night and said he'd have kind of a detailed response in the morning. And the morning rolled around. He said, you know, on advice of counsel, I'm going to mostly keep my mouth shut. And the company put out kind of a release that didn't really address a lot of the report. And then Monday, the company put out a more detailed response. But, you know, that response also pointed out that, you know, kind of tacitly acknowledged that the short seller was right about that video on the truck on the hill and, you know, pushed back on some of the other claims and overall called the report, you know, false and misleading and, you know, pointed out that the short seller or the Hindenburg research who put out the report, you know, stood to benefit and kind of cast doubt on its motivations, I guess. But, you know, it really has kind of kicked off a week and a half at this point, coming up on 2 weeks of kind of a rough ride for Nikola. And, Nikola also hired a law firm and says that they went to the SEC, you know, proactively to engage with the SEC over the short seller's report. Some of the partner companies that it's made agreements with in various ways have you know, said that they, you know, that they're going to continue their partnership.
And yet, as we said, chairman and founder Trevor Milton stepped down earlier this week. What was his reasoning there, and what does that tell us about all of this?
So Trevor Milton stepped down Sunday, and in the release the company put out, Trevor said that he wanted the focus to be on the company and not on him and his, you know, statements and representations. And I guess almost all of the allegations involve Trevor in one way or another, making a representation or, you know, talking about the product on Twitter. Trevor's under a lot of scrutiny, and Trevor is kind of the person at the root of a lot of the allegations. So there's been a parting of ways so that Trevor can deal with Trevor allegations and Nikola can focus on being Nikola at this point.
There is another thread here that's been developing in recent days. The company has turned to an outside supplier for some of its batteries. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so you know, one of the ways that these companies, these new EV startups really compete with one another is on battery technology. Basically, better, cheaper batteries are better, cheaper vehicles and a better business case. So, you know, Nikola has said in the past that it has, you know, game-breaking, breakthrough technologies in the battery department. You know, it's also come out, so as, you know, publicly as part of the GM deal, they're buying batteries from GM. And my reporting found that the company plans to outsource the battery packs and modules for its first truck from another company in California, which raises the question, like, if you have such breakthrough battery technology, why are you kind of mostly relying on others for kind of the most crucial components of that? And that's another question too of, you know, Trevor Milton put out a video in July on the company's account saying that Nikola would provide the batteries for, you know, that truck. And instead it appears that they're being kind of made and supplied by another manufacturer with that company's, largely that company's technology at its core.
So a lot swirling around here, a lot we still don't know. I want to zoom out and ask, you know, this is a company that's not only been an investor favorite, it's also caught the attention of major players in the industry. You mentioned GM earlier. What are the stakes for this company? What could this mean for Nikola?
These allegations are important because they cast a cloud over, you know, kind of the narrative. And Wall Street analysts have pointed out that, you know, the company's leadership needs to basically rebuild credibility in the eyes of both investors and partners, potentially, you know, because so much of their business plan depends on partnership, depends on raising money. So to the extent that these allegations, you know, make those partnerships either harder to come across or harder to keep, or they make, you know, it harder to raise money. I mean, those are going to be, these are not low capital. It's not a low capital plan. They really do need to be able to partner with quality companies on quality technology and, you know, do things at scale. And so to the extent that these allegations, you know, make that more complicated, I think they do have the potential to, you know, to cloud what might have looked like a sunnier future, you know, before the report came out.
And of course, again, this is a company that had a market cap of $20 billion at the beginning of all this. It's now closer to about half of that. And a company with no products on the market, it seems like building trust under those circumstances would be a tricky proposition.
Yeah, I mean, I think what's important for Nikola right now in their eyes is, you know, they do need to bring a product to market and they do need to kind of show, you know, show the doubters and the haters, quote unquote, that they can deliver a product and sell it and make revenues.
Our reporter, Ben Foldy, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
That's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.